The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Nice compliment from the 916. Dave and Jason, you guys are definitely the A-team of sports broadcasting. To that I say, I pity the fool. Well, that wasn't the reference?
Could be.
You think so? Yeah. Well, then would you be, who would you be then? Would you be Hannibal? Would you be Face? Would you be the other one? I can't remember who the other one was.
Why can't I be Mr. T?
Oh, or Mr. T, sorry. Yeah.
I don't know. I know that's what I want to be. I don't know anyone else from that show.
Could we both be Mr. T? Okay, I'll be Hannibal. I'll because he smokes cigars. I don't like cigars, but
Dr. Lecter.
But that's fine.
Mr. T still shows up in some random commercials sometimes.
He does, and weirdly, like, I guess if you look close, you can see it. But also, weirdly, has not aged.
Right. Yeah, you can see it if you look. But I mean, that's 40 something years ago. 40 years ago,
18. He 100%. I've told you before, that's one of the first commercials I ever remember. Coming up after the Super Bowl, NBC debuts its new show, The A-Team. Like, that's when it debuted.
Yeah.
Mr. T is 100% using Old Hair Club.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. T would look weird if he had, like, the gray mohawk stripe.
Oh, man, I actually would think that looked pretty cool.
I'm not saying it wouldn't look cool. I'm saying it would look different. Like,
would he look different with the gray mohawk or no hair? No mohawk.
I think a lot of people would see a bald Mr. T and they wouldn't notice. Unless you were like a Mr. T expert. I think you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's bald.
Yeah. I think if I played in the movie Rocky and I saw Clubber Lang, I was so afraid of him as a kid. I'm like, Rocky will never beat him.
No way.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone was like 4'3".
Right.
No way does he beat Mr. T.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Clubber Lang was intense.
Movies.
Yeah.
But Mr. T, right? He
looks great.
Looks great.
Yeah.
One of the best moments on Conan was Conan and Mr. T going to an apple orchard together.
That's just so random.
Hey, Campeo says, I'm Hannibal and you're Murdoch.
That's fine. I'll be Murdoch. That's fine. I'll be Murdoch. I wonder if Mr. T's going to do the thing like Bob Barker did. Where that was the other guy. Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember, like Bob Barker, the Price is Right host. He, like, there was an off season and he came back and he was all gray.
Really?
Oh, Bob Barker was coloring his hair and then one break, he shows up like 3 months later and his hair is white.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you,
you were watching a lot of Price is Right?
Was I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you watched that?
Oh, God. I can't remember the last time I watched a game show that wasn't Jeopardy. Honest to God, I can't.
But you have the sweatpants.
Love them. It was
right
no pants. Man. There was a time in my life, dude, where it was Days of Our Lives, Jeopardy, or Price is Right, Pressure Luck, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy.
Like, that was last week.
I was into it.
Yeah,
Press Your Luck was such an underrated.
It game was show. So great.
Peter Tamarkin.
The one guy gamed the system.
Yeah.
Great. It's on YouTube. It's a great doc. All right, guys. We got to focus.
It's a huge game tonight.
Huge game tonight. Kings, Mavericks, and yeah, this is, you know, it's like, well, let's go. This is a playoff. This is like legit. Like,
it is.
This is like the play-in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel like, there's what, 11, 12 games left? 12.
11 for the Kings.
11 for the Kings. Yeah. It's not. If one team goes 2-0 regardless, that doesn't mean the other team won't catch them or pass them. But
if the Kings do?
Then they're effectively, because they have the tiebreaker, they're up, what, 2-0 right now? Mm-hmm. All they need to do is win one of these two, and they have the tiebreaker. And then, in effect, a one-game lead for the Kings is actually a two-game lead. A tie is a one-game lead. You get the point. This is effectively a battle for the 6 or better seed. Not a guarantee. But it's a battle. Now the Kings are playing their 5th to 7.
Yeah.
The Mavericks, as you mentioned earlier, they're on the second night of a back-to-back. Had to take a bus all the way up here from L.A. Maybe a plane.
Utah.
What did I say, L.A.?
Uh-huh.
That's what I same thing.
Yeah.
Utah, L.A., same exact thing. And, gentlemen, it's that time.
Ooh, we were all way off yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
Vegas knew what they were doing.
Vegas did know exactly what they were doing. So, Kings host the Mavericks tonight. The Kings, as we said, 5-7. The Mavs, second night of a back-to-back. 42-29 are both. 20-14 on the road for the Mavs. 21-13 for the Kings. The Kings have won both this year. Ladies and gentlemen, did you go first yesterday? Okay, Chris Rolland. Who's favored? And by how much? Oh, let me write down. I saw it, but let me just write down what I would have said.
I'm going to say the Mavericks by half a point.
We are going to be very different here. I have the Kings by 5.5.
I said Kings by 3.5. The Dallas Mavericks are the underdogs.
Okay.
The Sacramento Kings are favored by 1.5 points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I you know so what?
Does that mean technically I was closer?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. Circle gets the square. Yeah. Well done. I get it. I honestly, nobody here said a line that I would be like, oh no. That I honestly, if I looked and saw it was 5.5 or the Mavs were, it's that any of those things can so easily happen, especially with this Kings team. They just seem to step up more often than not lately against the Mavs. I don't know what their record is. I guess I could look that up since Luka came into the league, but I want to say it's pretty good
Kings against
Dallas.
The Mavs. Yeah. I feel like they've played. I mean, we talk about matchups. They have matched up well with him. They beat them twice this year, like we said. But Dallas has won 8 of 9. They're 8-1 in their last 9 games, so they're playing well.
Yeah, they are, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. Wow. Luka Doncic has played 15 games versus the Sacramento Kings. He is 5-10. Not Anthony Davis type ownage,
right.
But definitely there's at least we have a lease with an option to buy on Luka Doncic. But none of that matters coming into tonight. And also the other question, Jason, what are the Mavericks and Kings play tonight? Then they don't play till Friday.
Yes.
What are they doing for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Yeah, I asked Wednesday and Thursday? One of my Dallas. Informants, and unfortunately, I asked the wrong person. It's someone on the television side who's actually not going to be here tonight because it's TNT. He's coming in for the Friday game.
Does that rhyme with Lark Mollowill?
It might.
Okay. I just care, honestly.
He honestly didn't know what they were doing because he's coming. Yeah, I think he's coming in Thursday. But yeah, I'm sure they got here last night.
Yeah.
And, they don't fly in day games. So I'm sure they got here last night.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be at the hotel Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. And a lot of teams that are going back that way stay the Friday night as well. That's the longest I've ever heard anybody in town. And, look, we live here. We could say of all the charms that we like, most people complain about Sacramento.
Yeah. No.
League-wide. It's not their favorite stop.
It is. It
is. So it's interesting. I don't know if Tahoe might be too cold. Some teams have gone to Napa, even if they had one day. They've got a couple days. I don't know.
There's got to be a Napa trip. There has to be a Napa trip.
I mean, you play tonight. You could have an off day tomorrow, still do Napa and come back, practice tomorrow night even, Thursday night.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd, St. Joseph's of Alameda,
right
there. He's from here.
Yeah.
So he's got to be, hey, guys, Northern California, this is my spot. There's got to be some and by the way, nobody loves the city more than me. I'm a native, blah, blah, credential. When I have people coming into town, I'm not going to lie. Like, I struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with them. Well, we could go rafting. We could play golf. Oh, you don't play golf? Okay. Unless they like, we could go to bars.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there we go.
I know, right? Like, usually it involves like, oh, hey, you want to go up the hill or there's Tahoe. Like I say, Sacramento is the world's best launching pad.
Right.
But just when it comes to Sacramento itself, it's a struggle sometimes trying to find out what to do. Good answer, Hoffman Park, and play Frisbee. That's cool.
Yeah. Like, for example, there was maybe about 2-3 weeks ago, the Hawks played the Nets, the Knicks, and then the Knicks.
Knicks.
And it was over one. They were in New York for 1 week. Okay, now there's plenty to get lost and do stuff there.
Oh, gosh. They loved that.
Yeah. So, but for Dallas to be here, and again, the only reason tonight's game is Tuesday is TNT. Because it would make way more sense for this game to be tomorrow or even Thursday.
Yeah.
And they could both be on back-to-backs Thursday, Friday. But anyway,
anyway,
it's Tuesday, Friday.
Well, well, well. I wonder if there's going to be any autograph people hanging out at the Sawyer.
Could be.
Yeah. Just what trying to on Luca watch.
Yeah.
Interesting. Chris, you going to be one of those?
No.
I'm signing a hot dog wrap.
I'm pretty sure I could feel him coming.
Wow. I hope he's not listening. I really don't. Because he's going to do one of them, like, look out the window, a little one tear come down the face.
See, I'm going to go for 60 tonight.
Yeah. Like, right. Oh, my God. What if? Okay. We got a break. How crap of a Wednesday morning would it be if the Kings lost tonight by, like, 4? And Luka goes for like 60, 20, and 15. They're like, Luka, what got into you? Second night of a back-to-back. He's like, oh, to be honest, I was driving around Sacramento, and my driver had the radio on. I just want to see what the sports guys, I think it's Chris and Dave, Jason, whoever, in the morning. And they were doing jokes all morning about how I'm fat. And, it bothered me. So all night long, I'm thinking, you know what? I've got something fat for you. It's my box score. And I decided, like, how bad would that be?
Why is he French?
I don't know.
It's getting worse.
I've got 60 for you. Oh, like, that would be a terrible Wednesday.
Yes.
I don't know. I think that'd be kind of funny.
No way, dude. The whole city would blame us for motivating Luka Doncic.
Your name's on the show, so I think I'll be fine.
Yeah. You're 100%. Dude, I would 100% fire the bus up so hard, though. I would be going through myself and, like, recording on my iPhone clips of Chris making fat jokes about Luka and tweeting him out. Be like, see? And the best part is everybody be like, so what? We don't care. You're a loser, Dave. When we come back, Dallas's remaining games, the Kings' remaining games. Let's take a look at all of that. Plus, we have some more postgame audio from last night we did not get a chance to get to, including Domantas Sabonis, the record holder. We'll do all that right after this.
Waking you up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
On Sacktown Sports.
During the break, much like last night on the phone, Jason and I just came up with a whole SNL skit.
I think yesterday's pre-show meeting was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, and none of it arable.
No,
but
so good.
Definitely some great ideas.
We entertained ourselves.
Chris, what do you think? It's an SNL skit. Basically, it involves, we didn't realize this, but Harry Potter actually had siblings. They never said he didn't. And it's just like, they have no
powers. I know you like Harry Potter.
They're squibs. They have no powers. It's Larry Potter, his brother Barry Potter. There's Sherry Potter. I think there was
Mary
Potter.
Terry.
And Carrie Potter. And then Tito. Just randomly, like, one that's just, and Bob.
Yeah.
And they just, it's a reunion. And they're just all normal people and hang out, and that's as far as we got.
Yeah.
We think the funny there is that Harry Potter has all these siblings. We didn't, like, the whole time we thought he was just like one kid.
Perry.
Perry Potter.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Perry Potter. And they, you know, they all own a sports bar.
Yes.
Potter's. welcome back.
Potter's rights.
Tonight will be the Kings' fifth game in 7 nights. You can blame
that's unfair.
Blame TNT for that.
Yeah.
Blame TNT for that. It's their fault, and I think it's dumb.
And now keep in mind, all the games are on Sacktown Sports.
But all
TNT means no local TV.
Yeah, that means Katie's going to be sitting around eating popcorn or whatever the hell she does on off nights.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You're just lame.
She's going to build a den, add on to the house.
She will be at the same time. While she's building the den,
making
dog food for her dog, emptying out the buckets in her shower she uses to catch excess water. That's a true story. Yeah. redoing her backyard, right. restoring an antique desk she got at a garage sale.
And the tax receipts.
And this is a woman that does her taxes like 340 days. What are you doing? I'm just doing my taxes. Or that one the other day, I'm answering emails. Or I'm organizing my email. Really? What do you mean organizing? Oh, I had like 4,000 missed emails. Wait, what? Why do you have them? I don't ever check it. I'll just, as she checks her email like once every 6 months. And then, she's a unique person. We love her. And she will join us tomorrow. Yeah, as a matter of fact. She'll be like, oh, last night was so crazy. Oh, parenting and dog food. Anyways, Dallas's remaining games. They have two left with the Kings, two with the Rockets, and two with the Warriors.
And some others, but...
Yeah, but those are the ones that matter. The Kings have Dallas twice, Utah, and then the Clips at home. Then they've got that four-game road trip, which are also TNT. That's the Knicks.
Yeah.
Celtics, Oof. Nets, Oof. Thunder. Oof. Wait, was there for the Nets?
There was. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Mikal Bridges.
No, just season-long trend, right?
That's a good point. That is a great point. Yes, coming off their big win at the Celtics, they'll get blown out by the Nets probably. Yeah. And they finish up at home. Pelicans and Suns, which could be massive games. Massive games. Imagine this, Jason.
I'm going to guess the Suns will not be.
I will.
Well.
I think it might be
in
right.
In that head-to-head. In like that, those
yeah,
two.
It might matter. Right.
I'm going to guess.
I could be wrong. What would be crazy is if somehow it looks like it's going to be the Pelicans and the Kings. Oh, my gosh. What if the Pelicans are facing the Kings? And the Pelicans know that if they beat the Kings, they get Phoenix. Do they sit their players? Mm-hmm. Is there even a thought? Because why wouldn't they want Sacramento?
And then the Kings sit their players. And who's sitting more players?
Oh, my God. The final score is like 18-4.
Yeah.
Or they both play full strength. Here's the better one. They both play full strength. Pelicans and Kings, that second to last game. And the Kings beat them by like 28. And like legit both teams. There's something there for both teams.
You feel better about that potential matchup.
Now you're going into the playoffs and you're like, we broke the curse. Maybe. So that's how the rest of this year shapes up. But you know what, Jason? I always say you've got to take it one game at a time.
Well, for sure. And last year, at the end of the year, they had enough equity. They could kind of cruise in. They could rest guys. Now, I would think game 80, 81, 82 this year will probably have some significance. And based on streaks and the way they played, I bet Sabonis and Barnes want to play all the way through. Barnes hasn't missed a game in a couple of years.
That's right.
Sabonis has played them all.
Is Barnes the current reigning Iron Man?
I believe so, yeah.
He's got to be. You may remember last year at the Kings were 48-31. They lost their last three games. I believe they'd already clinched at that point.
Yeah,
when
was the first Portland game?
The first Portland, you're right. Well, that was to clinch the playoffs, yeah. They were 46-30. They had that back-to-back Wednesday and Friday in Portland.
Yeah.
That was after they needed it. They just needed to beat Minnesota at home and couldn't. That was a four-point loss to clinch at home. So, 120-80 over Portland, and then 138-114 over Portland. Then after that, it was a loss to San Antonio. Hey, went to New Orleans and won.
Hey.
And then lost at Dallas by four, lost at home to Golden State by 22, then lost in Denver to finish out the year by 14. They finished 48-34. By the way, fun fact.
Lost four of their last five.
They lost four of their last five. And in that final, that second to last, penultimate game, if you will, against Golden State at home, your leading scorer was Chimezie Metu. Your leading rebounder was Chimezie Metu. And your leading assister was Davion Mitchell. Jason, in that last game at Denver, and dude, I will mow your lawn if you get this right. Five guesses.
Okay.
Who led the Kings in assists?
The Kings in assists in the last game of the year.
Against Denver. Like, if it's anybody else, I'm like, let's just stop this right now. It's impossible. But like,
I'm trying.
Yeah, you pull some weird stuff out sometimes. Don't isolate that.
Okay, no, this probably isn't it because it's not weird enough, but Terrence Davis.
Not weird enough.
Um, Matthew Dellavedova.
That's a great guess. That's a great guess. The answer is no.
I can't remember. Is it someone like on a 10-day or a two-way?
I think they were on a 10-day or a two-way, one of the two. This person's high for assists was in the previous game with three. That was their season high. In this game, they also had four rebounds. That was a season high, perhaps a career high. And three steals, definitely a high. And 4 points, which was not a season high. 4 points, six assists, four rebounds, three steals. All of that came in just 24 minutes.
I don't know.
P.J. Dozier. Remember P.J. Dozier?
I do.
Oh,
revenge game back in Denver.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
And what was it? You're looking at the record last year. What was their record at this game, game 71?
Game 71 last year. So let's see. That would be 43-28.
So they're one behind that.
They're a worse team than they were last year by one game. And you know what's funny? I don't care if they were four games behind that. I'm saying
this year's far more difficult.
It is far more difficult, and I think this year's team is more built for the playoffs than last year's team.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're not going to get swept in the first round. But like I said earlier in the show, I think if you had last year's team playing full strength and at their best and this year's team playing full strength and at their best, I think in a seven-game series, this team wins in five. They have shown some defensive.
They lose one on the road?
No, they sweep on the road and then they miss. Like they lose like the.
Where's the road game?
They blow a third. The road game, Natomas. Old Arco. Okay. Yeah, they rebuild it.
Yeah.
Maybe UC Davis. Maybe Sac State.
Yeah.
Yeah. But UC Davis. We talked about UC Davis last night in our off-air bit.
We did.
When we come back, what to watch tonight? The top 10 in action, obviously headlined by the Mavericks and Kings. We'll clean up some of this other stuff. All coming up right after this.
In the morning to get your sports fix.
Live and local.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
You're very close.
Yeah. I have no idea. Well, we're going to talk a lot about the NFL. Times are changing, kickoff differences, and trade deadline move back. There's a lot of stuff. We'll get into it tomorrow. It's about Kings today. And to be honest with you, it might be about Kings tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Did this kickoff rule need to change?
Yeah, but boy.
It's pretty drastic.
It's really drastic.
But did it need it is what I'm asking.
I mean, basically, there was like, honestly, it got to the point where it's like, just give him the ball on the 25-yard line. Like, who cares? Just, this is dumb. Like, there's never going to be, everything's a touchback.
I'm sure I haven't read I saw where, how it was operated. How do they do onside kicks?
It goes back to normal.
So then you know there's no surprise onside kicks.
Correct.
That sucks.
Don't like it.
Surprise. Onside kick.
Back in my day.
So the NFL on Christmas Day was kind of a thing. They've played 30 games on Christmas Day.
Over the years.
And the last couple of years, they've played three games on Christmas Day. Normally, I mean, me growing up, that was NBA Day.
Yeah.
You know, and between 2011 and 2016, they didn't play a single one. And in 2011, in fact, in 2009, 10, and 11, they played one. They didn't play any for 5 years. Now, all of a sudden, there's like, screw you, NBA. We're taking it all.
But not this year.
Yeah, this year.
They are? On a Wednesday?
The NFL, according to sources, will, in fact, play Christmas Day, despite it being on a Wednesday.
Two hand waves.
The question.
What a dumb, dumb, stupid call.
Yep.
I will throw out an asterisk. Not that they're going to do this because they're corrupt and stupid, but here.
Oh, it's in Europe.
If all 16, let's say they have three games. Well, you know, cut it to two. Two games, and all four of those teams, they do not play that weekend, that Sunday or Monday. They play basically Wednesday closes the week. And then they have a bye. Then I'd be like, okay. Like, that would work. You see what I'm saying? So, like, let's say it's in week, I don't know what it is, 10.
They have to have a bye on both ends, right?
No, so like they play Sunday, right? And then the NFL week happens and everybody plays on Sunday and Monday. But no, they wait 2 days and they play Wednesday. So they get an extra couple days off And then after that, their bye week falls on the following Sunday. So they
wait. I need that explained again. Okay. So I'm looking at a calendar. So you're saying the week before Christmas?
The week before.
The Sunday the 22nd they play?
No. No.
Or Sunday the 15th they play.
Sunday the 15th they play.
All right, so Sunday the 22nd, two teams will not play.
Two teams will not play. The week continues.
Oh, you're not counting that as the bye. You're just
that saying, would be like their Sunday game.
Yeah, would be their Sunday or Monday game, exactly.
Yeah, I got it.
Then they play Wednesday, and then the following bye week. I mean, that's the only way I could see them doing it where it would be fair.
Which is also a rough guess. Schedule's not out, but that's like week 17 of a bye, 16, 18. You know, that's near the end.
Yeah.
The season usually ends right around the new year.
That's a good point.
But if you want the greed to have it on Christmas, you got to do it that way.
What about you had a bye the week before? You play Wednesday.
No, you can't play Sunday.
No, I'm saying then the next one's a Monday night game.
It's one extra day. So I guess that would be Sunday to Thursday, right?
Yeah. And maybe that's their, you know, maybe they only have like one other Thursday night game. So it's like, okay, you have two games that fall with 3 days rest.
And you probably have to put somewhat appealing teams that you think might be good or national draws that might be playoff teams that could really, I don't know.
Wait, but hold on. But do you?
Well, I mean, you don't, but so then you.
I mean, I feel like the NFL feels like they could put Carolina versus the Rough Riders.
Well, if it's Carolina, Jacksonville.
Yeah. I mean, people, I'm already beginning to get butterflies over the Hall of Fame game, Jason.
Which they announced.
Which, did they announce it?
Texans?
Oh, thank
Bears,
God.
Maybe?
Yes.
Does that sound right?
I've been waiting for the Texans-Bears matchup.
I think that's what it is.
Texans.
The history behind that matchup?
A lot of it, right? Yeah.
Have they ever played?
They have to have played, right?
I guess every 4 years, right?
Yeah. A lot of history there. Well, the Oilers and Bears played.
Yeah.
That being said, though, I think we know it will be like the Texans and Bears are going to play on Christmas. They will have played Sunday. No, they'll have them play Monday night, then Wednesday, and then the following Sunday, because who cares? They won't care. That might be a little exaggeration on my part, but I don't feel like it's a ton of I could see them doing I could see one of those teams not having a bye in there.
How about just 1 year you're off? It's a Wednesday. It just doesn't work calendar-wise. That's it. It'll be back to normal next year.
Nope. Not the NFL.
Any other day is fine.
They say pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. The NFL's getting hoggy. Mark Cuban said that, I want to say, 10 years ago.
Maybe more.
You know what? You're probably right. You know what? The NFL is like, if they were hoggy 10 years ago, they're hippo-y now. And no, there's no slaughtering.
Yeah.
Other than brain fluid in that league because of their lack of care for the players. But the big wigs, they're doing just fine, Jason.
Yeah, they got big wigs.
Huge wigs. Where did that come from, a big wig? Mavs and Kings tonight.
Mm-hmm. Massive game.
Can't wait to see Mark or Kyle and Katie on the local TV call. It's going to be amazing.
No.
What do you mean, no?
TNT.
Yeah, so you can watch the local.
No, you can't, but you can listen to the local.
Where?
Here.
Like in this room?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody in.
Everybody come down right off of 160, and let's all gather in here and just bring a pizza.
Yep. Ask for Chris.
Sacktown Sports, your only source for a local broadcast this evening, so make sure you tune in because TNT's dumb. Warriors and Heat. Hey, dude, let me tell you something. Let's go, Heat. I'm here for the Warriors missing the play-in. I am so here for the Warriors. The only thing that stinks is, like, it would be kind of cool for the Kings to send them home.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. And just so I can have an entire offseason or playoff season of Warrior fan be like, yeah, well, four rings, bro. Yeah, well, get a ring, four rings, bro. Okay. Well, you know what? Sit at your couch holding up your four fingers.
Yes.
And not for that reason. The
right.
Other one. Lakers at Bucks. No LeBron James. What does this mean for his legacy?
Oh, man. Critical. Not the GOAT.
If you combine, because remember, it used to be the Milwaukee, was it the Milwaukee Lakers? No, it was Minneapolis Lakers.
Minneapolis.
But if you combine the two franchises and you were the owner, would you rather it be the Lux or the Bakers?
The Bakers. I'd win games by the dozen.
Can I tell you the reason? It's so not funny. The reason I started laughing is just as I was saying that, that was 100% a Will Ferrell, yes. Harry Carey question.
Yes.
Would you rather them be the Lux or the Bakers? Careful, by the way.
Yeah.
Thunder and Pelicans.
Thunder Pelicans.
Let's go Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the top three has established themselves. They moved to another tier.
Yeah.
Nobody's touching those teams.
Jason Ross.
Yes.
If we're in the world of makeup, and I don't mean putting on your face, I mean the fantasy world here, is a Thunder Pelican an intimidating species? Would that work for you? What are you writing? He was coming in on his Thunder Pelican.
Yes.
You know why I'm getting ADD right now, honest to God, is because I am legit, like, I'm legit excited for tonight. It really is a playoff atmosphere.
Are you ready? What's your plan? What's your plan of action tonight?
Not going to lie to you,
No dude. Family activities?
No family activities.
No recitals? No choir?
Avery's out of town. They're on spring break.
Oh, no soccer, no basketball?
Spring break.
Right. Yeah, it's one of their 700 holidays.
Sloppy Joe's tonight?
No, wife's there. But I am on dinner tonight.
Eggs and rice?
I'm there. No Sloppy Joe's when she's there. No eggs, cheese, and rice when I'm there. So, and she's been cooking a lot lately. So I got it tonight. And I'm getting a crown put in today.
Oh.
Not that kind for playing great defense, but a dental crown. Uh-huh. So I got a feeling whatever I'm making for dinner tonight is going to be soft.
Pudding?
Man, soup? I said stew over the weekend.
Okay.
Maybe a pudding? A dinner pudding?
Yes.
Were we in England?
It could be.
Extra blood.
I will tell you this much, though. It's a playoff atmosphere there. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere at home. We're all going to be riled up. We will be in our jerseys. But you're going to be at the game tonight. Mm-hmm. Are you going tonight?
No.
No. Don't know where to go with that one then. Jason, one thing I would love for you to report on tomorrow is just the atmosphere there.
I will.
I don't know this for sure, but I would just bet the energy there is absolutely off the hook.
Epic energy.
Epic energy.
Yeah.
And you know, right now is a great time to switch to electric with American Energy. American Energy that's been around since 1981. American Energy, A+, from the Better Business Bureau. Remember in A Christmas Story when Ralphie had the dream about the theme he wrote for English, and in his dream the teacher wrote an infinite amount of A+'s on the chalkboard? A+, plus, plus. That's what the Better Business Bureau did for American Energy, but not in Ralphie's dream. For reals. They've been helping folks like you out for a long, long time. They're local. They're owned local. Good people. And they're people I'm proud to help bring business because I know they'll take care of you. So make that switch to electric and save big. Stay ahead of those spiking energy bills this summer with up to $9,000 in rebates on a new ultra-high efficiency comfort system. And American Energy, they're going to do all the paperwork with these rebates. You know, the Smuds and PG&Es throw out these huge rebates. But it's like doing your taxes times 10. They'll take care of it all, and they've got huge rebates from Smud as well as spring specials. Just install one of the many incredibly efficient AC options available to you right now. Get rid of those fluctuating gas bills in the winter and switch to year-round all electric with American Energy. Let them perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. Skies are the best, seriously. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990. AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy. Making it uncomfortable. Comfortable. We'll take a break when we come back. Crosstalks, celebrity birthdays, immoral styles, and walk-ins right after this.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines. The biggest stories.
Hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, good morning.
Woo!
numbers, Watkins.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you for that. They're really tough.
Someone said math is hard.
Dude, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. It is impossible.
I told the story earlier, but, like, you know, you don't see everybody's tweets. So I tweeted out something about the Kings holding opponents to under 100 over the last four. And so far this year, you know, they don't identify. It was something like that. And then about 10, 20 minutes later, I'm scrolling, and I see Chris had the exact same tweet like 20 minutes before me. And obviously, not everybody sees every tweet, but I felt bad. He's also a colleague. So I quote, I copy his tweet, and then right under my tweet, I say, hey, go give Chris your likes. By the way, I didn't see his tweet. Oh, by the way, I'm sure, because his... our numbers were one off for each.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, by the way, his numbers, I'm sure, are right. Because I'm notoriously goofy with that. And then I woke up. I didn't see it until I woke
really?
Up this morning. Chris is like, yeah, you were right on both accounts. That's like the first time ever. So
it was a good bonding experience.
It was
a
great bonding experience.
I'm an idiot, too. That's great.
We're both idiots.
Yeah.
Hey.
Learn something new every day.
How you doing,
Alan? Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just don't try numbers.
I long for the days where I could wear I long for the days where, I'm just going to come out and say it.
I hope so.
I was going through my closet over the weekend.
Sure.
It's a true story.
Not denying it.
I have an entire wardrobe. I'm not joking. Probably at least 30 to 40 shirts / sweaters / whatever.
Most do.
That are the size I used to be. And I look at them. And I
somebody
go,
that you used to know?
Yeah, exactly. Goat yay or whatever. I look at them and I... My wife wants me to throw them out because they're taking up a ton of space. But for me, I'm like, no, I will fit into that again someday. And I might be lying to myself.
Can't throw it away.
But I can't bring myself to give up.
I assume you mean these clothes are smaller? These clothes that you're looking at?
Why would you assume that?
Because you said you're going to fit into them one day.
Yeah, because they're too big right now.
I thought too big.
Yeah, they're. Yes, I am way too fat for them right now.
That's motivation.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but how much motivation do you need? You know, a lot.
Well, are you saying how fat do I need?
I'm saying how many old clothes? Maybe just keep a couple shirts.
I have enough old clothes, but I keep telling myself, like, you know what? This is the year.
No, because if you throw them out, then you're like kicking into gear and you lose that weight. Now you've got a bunch of big shirts and you don't have anything that fits you anymore.
Wait, you're saying that's a good thing? Oh, you're saying that's why I don't throw them
out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can do a before and after picture.
And then part of me is like, are you too old? Have you reached that point?
I have found out as you get older,
yeah,
it's not as easy to take off the weight as it used to be.
So am I just going to do everything for nothing? And then I also don't want, you ever see those like old people in the gym and they're like in decent shape, but also their neck is like a chicken and they're just like, they're walking around and like if they like twist a little bit, like they're... boobs go flapping left to right with all this loose skin, and then if you go get something done, they like pull it all up like a ponytail, and they have this skin flap in the back.
What
I don't want
to
be that
guy. Go to?
Anyways, you guys good?
I was until that.
All right. Well, listen. Speaking of getting in shape, birthdays are meant to be spent with family and friends, and nothing brings family and friends together better than crumble cookies. Also, today is National Spinach Day.
I'm in.
Yeah. We had this conversation earlier. Anybody else? You're too young. You're okay. Probably
what,
too
Popeye?
Young. Anyone else like me? Like, I believe the Blair Witch thing was real, and I also believe that. Shut up. And I also believe that if you ate spinach, like, you would, you know, just get yoked.
Yeah.
Anyone else buy that?
Yeah, we all
did. We all really? Okay, good. No. You were like, F you, Popeye,
yeah,
you liar.
Yeah, I was just like, come on, guy.
Yeah.
Straight from the can.
Also, doesn't Popeye, in retrospect, now that we're adults, look like the old drunk guy at the end of the bar?
Definitely.
No one would trust Popeye around young people.
At the dive.
Not great social skills.
Also, National Nougat Day.
Snickers.
Anyone ever have just like, why don't they ever just, hey, here's a pint of nougat. You know, you can't buy it separately.
Does it need a casing?
Do ya?
I think like so.
I can buy peanut butter. Why isn't there spreadable nougat? Not saying I'd buy it. Yeah. I'm just saying there's marshmallow cream.
Yep.
Maybe I should start. Maybe that's the next trend. Like sports drinks, spreadable nougat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll partner with the Kings.
Yeah.
Purple nougat.
Power the bean.
Life the nougat.
Life the nougat. Celebrity birthdays. Jason Ross. Hello.
Hi. Hey. Happy birthday to Marcus
Stroman.
Thompson.
Marcus Aurelius. Nope, he's dead. Marcus. Yeah, I'm out of
Simeon.
Marcus. Ooh. Allen.
Oh, that Marcus.
That's right.
Raiders, Chiefs.
Marcus. Oh, that Mark. Oh, Mark S. Not Mark S.
Oh, Mark S. Allen?
No, local. Marcus.
He is 94. Marcus Allen is, he's 69.
Nice.
63. 68.
We have a correct answer. Allen Stiles, right on the button. 64.
It's all in the name.
Great job. Allen and Allen. Marcus Allen Stiles.
Happy birthday, John.
McEnroe.
Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
John
Harbaugh.
John Frusciante, original guitarist for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Butch Gross.
John
you Candy. You have one John over there, Chris?
I'm trying to think of
any
Johns.
Mount Johns.
John
Johnson.
Stockton.
John.
Yeah, there we go. John Stockton.
The worst one.
How old is he today?
John does not believe in birthdays. He doesn't. Thinks they're a government scam.
This kid is out of college.
Never sure is. John Stockton is...
Yeah, do it.
He's 60.
He definitely might be.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. Carry the 4. 57.
58.
62.
We have a correct answer. It is 62. Christopher Laud.
Wow. Nobody John Stockton fan.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Even wore the shorts.
Happy birthday to Vaughn.
Hey!
What? Oh,
you got the sounder?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news.
We've got breaking news. This is incredibly exciting.
When
right
it
now.
Breaks, we wow. have it first.
It's Sacktown Sports Breaking News.
14 ounces of premium nougat spread is available at Amazon from Baker's Choice for ice cream, pie filling, donuts, desserts, cakes, sundaes, and shakes. By the way, you could just eat it yourself. I don't see why you need any other crap. And it's kosher. Available right now. 33 reviews. 3 out of 5 stars. I'll have to buy some and bring it in.
I'm sure you will.
Did somebody send you that?
Yes.
I did.
He did.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't see
you look anything up.
Somebody sent it to me. Alan, your thoughts. Is this going to be a part of the show?
I'm going to leave.
Okay.
Back I feel like it. We're abusing the breaking news.
Some people would agree.
I don't remember who I said. Did I say anybody?
just had John Stockton.
Okay. Happy birthday, Diana.
Ross.
Tarassi.
Yeah.
Nice
my family.
Job. What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
The reunions all the time.
D-Ross.
D-Ross, right. Yeah.
I feel like she's like 80.
I mean, yeah. I don't think that high. 74.
77.
79.
We have a correct answer again. We're 3 for 3 today. It goes to Carmichael Dave. 80.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Yeah. Love D-Ross.
Happy birthday to Vaughn.
Miller.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, there was an announcer on one. Anybody else knows this? There was an announcer on one of the college games over the weekend, and I think her name was like TJ Ross.
Yes.
Did you remember? Yeah. And every time they said it, I perked up like because they were saying J Ross, like a dog.
Do you know there's a Lions broadcaster that's name is Jason Ross?
I did not. Is there really?
Yeah.
Are you guys know each other?
Rare.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who'd you say by the way?
Vaughn Miller.
Oh, Vaughn Miller. He said Vaughn Miller's 38.
36.
Yeah, that was too old.
Uh-oh.
39.
37. Wow. We don't have a correct answer, but Alan is closest. 35.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
35.
Happy birthday, Steven.
Strasburg.
Vote. Steven Spielberg.
That's what I was
Steven.
Musician.
Oh,
Steven Baldwin.
Stevie Van Zandt.
Steven Aoki.
Stevie Wonder.
Steven.
What with Bruce Springsteen? Steven.
Nope.
No.
Lead singer.
Steven Perry?
Tyler.
Yes.
Oh,
Steven Tyler.
Really good.
Just nice. Massive.
I struggle with Aerosmith so much.
Me too.
I really love them, but also he's such a garbage can. Steven Tyler is such.
He looks like he's been thrown in a couple
dude,
of garbage
he, cans. What a lead singer. What a voice.
Yeah.
Also,
too much nougat?
Huh?
Too much nougat?
Way too much nougat, dog.
I found the place you're life is going in the garbage.
Steven Tyler's 71 today, and he does not want to miss a thing. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember?
Like his... Right?
72.
95. He looks nasty, man.
73.
I don't know. He's scary.
Christopher Lott is the closest. 76.
70.
I was close.
Wow.
I was not
Steven Tyler, 76?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Oh, my. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Where have you had any work done?
Getting so old, man.
Guys, what's coming up on the show today other than Kings?
Just the Nougat stuff, really.
Other than King, someone tore their Achilles on the sideline of the Super Bowl for the Niners.
They did.
We'll tell you who.
Okay. All right. Styles and Watkins coming up next.
And Nougat.
On Sacktown Sports.